everyone. Welcome to Angelita's Wings. This is Billy Ruth Federici, sometimes called Grandma Gaga, with a fable called Angelita and the Old Poet. It's a story of hope, harmony, peace, and love for all. Hola, me llamo Guille Federici, a veces Grandma Gaga, con cuentos ventisqueros, con Angelita y el poeta viejo. Angelita's Wings and the Old Poet, a bilingual fable that I wrote years ago after my father had written the original. He wrote it in 1974, and I updated with Spanish quite a few years ago. So all of these illustrations in the book are by Sarah D. Broderick. You can hear us on podcast at kciw.org. Our story begins many, many years ago in the land of Great Aunt Wisdom, when the world lived in peace, harmony, and love. All the angels lived alongside regular human beings. It was impossible to tell the difference between angels and humans, except, of course, for the wings. Hace muchos, muchos años, en la tierra de la gran tía sabia, cuando en la tierra todo era en paz y tranquilidad y amor, los ángeles vivieron en la tierra con los humanos regulares. Fue imposible distinguir cuáles eran ángeles y cuáles eran hombres, sino por las alas que tenían todos los ángeles y todos los humanos, claro. But in those days, since everyone accepted that we were all God's creations, no one paid any attention to any small difference like a pair of wings. Well, one day, little Angel was walking down the street, jumping and singing and whistling, sharing her love with all. The sun shone brightly, and Angelita knew she was very happy to be alive, for she knew that every day of her life, she could make a difference for good. Pero en ese tiempo nadie se dio cuenta de esa diferencia porque todos aceptaban a todo como otra creación de Dios y no dieron importancia a tal cosa como tan pequeña como un par de alas. Pues un día, Angelita iba andando por la calle brincando, cantando y chiflando, compartiendo su amor a todos. El sol brillaba y ella estaba muy alegre de vivir porque sabía que cada día de su vida pudiera hacer una diferencia para el bueno.
It existed one time long ago when the world was was first alive. There's a tree of life in every land, here at home and across the sea, where the lion and the lamb abide in perfect harmony. Cavalier che vives di fiere, cada acción tuyo cambiará, cada segundo gasta. There is still that child in all of us, like all children everywhere, crying out for love with outstretched arms. It is time we learn to care. When we learn to act in unity, when we learn that we can share, when the thinker and the thought are one, paradise will be everywhere.
What do you think every day of your life makes a difference, Angelita?
Who's talking? ¿Quién está hablando?
I'm Grandma Gaga. Don't you know that?
Oh! Ah! La abuelita Gaga. Sí, creo que todo el día, cada día, puedo hacer una diferencia para el amor y para la paz.
Do you really think you can really make a difference every day for peace and harmony? How do you do that, Angelita?
Pues, Grandma Gaga, ¿no sabes eso? Pues, claro. Porque todos estamos aquí en este tiempo haciendo una diferencia. Pues, necesito continuar con la historia, con el cuento. Puedes salir ahora, Grandma Gaga.
Okay, I'll get out of here. I'll let you do your story, Angelita.
Thank you, Grandma Gaga.
Now, where was I? Oh, I remember. And so Angelita continued down the street, leaping and singing, as always, spreading the good word as she passed.
Buenos días, señor, cantó un hombre que pasó.
Well, good morning, sir, she sang to a passerby.
Good day, Angelita, he responded, and continued down the street, whistling a happy tune.
Buenos días, Angelita, respondió, y continuó por la calle, chiflando y cantando alegre.
Muy buenos días, dijo Angelita, a un señora saliendo de la tienda. Que pase un buen día.
Oh, very good day to you too, Angelita, said the old woman, leaving the store. Have a very good day to you too.
Thank you, Angelita, replied the old woman. You have a happy day too. She continued down the street.
What a sweet little angel she is. You know, I think I'm ready to take the next step in this life.
Yo creo que puedo andar pasando el paso siguiente, tomando el paso siguiente para hacer diferencia. Qué bonita, Angelita. Gracias.
Look into your heart and see what you what you mean, then you must decide that you never had a dream. It's only a step away. Look into your heart and see what you. Thank you.
And so Angelita continued down the street, leaping and singing and always spreading the good word to all who she passed. Así continuó por la calle, brincando y cantando. Pero en el medio de la cuadra, Angelita vio un viejo sentado en la orilla del banquete. But in the middle of the next block, Angelita saw a little old man sitting on the corner of a park bench. On his face, Angelita could see a very strange look. The old man was not smiling like the rest of the people in the world. En su cara, Angelita vio una cosa muy extraña. El viejito no estaba sonriendo como los demás del mundo. Angelita vio por primera vez otra expresión. For the first time, she saw another expression. On the contrary, he was not smiling. Angelita saw for the very first time. Well, she did not know what to call it. This strange expression seemed like something sad, although she did not know the word for sad either. Angelita sat down on the bench, looking at the old man. He did not even notice that she was there. En su cara, Angelita vio una cosa muy extraña. El viejito no estaba sonriendo. Angelita vio por la primera vez otra expresión. Aunque ella no sabía cómo se llama esa expresión, apareció como algo triste. Aunque Angelita no sabía esa palabra, triste. Se paró viendo al hombre. El señor no se dio cuenta de que ella estaba allá. So, Angelita slid over by his side, waiting patiently. When he still did not say anything, she asked, "Pardon me, sir, but I do not understand your expression. Did something bad happen?" Angelita se sentó al lado del hombre, esperando, con paciencia. Cuando no dijo nada, ella le habló, "Señor, perdón, pero no entiendo su expresión. ¿Le pasó algo malo?"
Oh, Angelita, you cannot possibly imagine something bad. Yes, the worst in the world. And once again,
the old man hid his face in his arms, sobbing.
Angelita se sentó al lado. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Algo malo?
Ay, Angelita, ya no puedes imaginar algo malo. Sí, lo más malo del mundo.
Y otra vez, escondió su cara en los brazos,
llorando.
Esperando un poco, Angelita le dio, pues señor. Nada puede ser tan malo. Todo es bueno, porque Dios hizo todo y vio que era bueno. Dígame su problema. Le puedo ayudar, estoy segura.
After waiting a bit, Angelita said to him, well, sir, nothing could be all that bad. Everything is good because God made everything and saw that it was good. Tell me your problem. I'm sure I can help you fix it.
El hombre se sentó otro momento pensando. Por fin le contestó.
The man just sat there for a moment, thinking. Finally, he answered.
Okay, I will explain. I am a poet. This morning I had a divine inspiration. The words were so sweet. They seemed to be straight from God. It is certainly a divine poem, but...
And once more he lowered his head.
But I cannot write it.
El hombre se sentó otro momento pensando. Por fin le contestó.
Bueno, te explicaré. Soy poeta.
Esta mañana tuve una inspiración divina. Las palabras parecieron de Dios, tan dulces estuvieron. Es por cierto un poema divino, pero... Y otra vez bajó su cabeza.
Pero no puedo escribirlo.
Angelita just scratched her head, patted her wings, brushed off the dust. I don't get it, she said. And for the first time, she saw that the man had paper and pen in his hand. Why can't you write the poem, she says. You have the idea, the inspiration, the words. And besides, right there, I see you have paper and pen. What's going on?
No entiendo, dijo Angelita. Y por primera vez vio que el hombre tenía papel y pluma en su mano.
¿Por qué no puede escribir el poema, divina? ¿Ya tiene la idea, la inspiración, las palabras y además, mire... Aquí tiene usted pluma y papel.
¿Qué pasa? No entiendo.
Angelita just couldn't understand why the old man could not write his poem. Then he said,
Te explicaré, Angelita. Sí, tienes razón. Parece que lo tengo de todo, pero... Esta inspiración es tan divina, tan especial, que no me sirve esta pluma corriente. Es demasiado normal, solamente para poesía común. Ahora, si tuviera una pluma especial, una pluma divina, como las palabras que oí, pues...
Well, why can't you write that poem? I don't get it.
Well, I will explain, Angelita. Yes, you are right. It seems as though I have everything I need, but this inspiration is so divine, so special, that my simple pen is simply not good enough. It is too normal, too common, only good for common poetry, common doggerel. Now, if I had a special pen, a divine pen, as great as the words I heard, well then, as little Angelita listened, tears of sympathy began to well up in her eyes. Oh, but only for a short second, and then she smiled, and leaping to her feet, she said, "Oh, oh, oh, my, my, but poets are foolish people," she laughed. "I told you everything was all right. All you need is a special pen, and I just happen to have one." Angelita lo escuchó, y lagrimitas empezaron a caer de sus ojos. Pero después de un segundo, brincó gritando, "¡Ay, señor! ¿Te dije que todo está bien? Lo necesita. Es una pluma especial. Pues ya lo tengo." Y con esta, ella jaló la pluma mayor de su ala izquierda. And with that, Angelita pulled the grandest feather from her left wing and gave it to the old man. "Here," she said, "you can cut a divine pen from this feather straight from the left wing of an angel." La cara del hombre se iluminó, extendió la mano, tocó la pluma así, como si fuera una cosa preciosa. "Ay, angelito, ¿cómo puedo expresar mi gratitud? ¿Cómo puedo decirte cuánto significa esa pluma?" "Angels are visiting my door again. I can write my divine poem. How can I thank you? Finally, I can write my divine poem. Angels are visiting my door again." Grandma Gaga just came in. Angels are visiting my door again. It happens to be Grandma Gaga. Well, I thought I'd just come in here and just see what you guys are doing. I just heard that song, Angels Are Visiting My Door Again. I heard Musashi barking in the background. Yes, you did, Grandma Gaga. I remember when I recorded that song. Musashi, our dog, was outside
barking, trying to get in. So I decided just to leave it right there in the song.
Well, sounds pretty good to me, Billy Ruth. Hey, say, don't you have that other song?
What other song, Grandma Gaga?
Well, you know the one I'm talking about. The one, oh, gosh. You know, I know. It's called La Luna Llena.
Oh, La Luna Llena. Yes, I do remember that song. La Luna Llena means the full moon.
That's right, the full moon. Veo más allá de la oscuridad hacia la luz, iluminando paz en la luna llena.
Hey, Grandma Gaga, that's beautiful. That sounds like a poem right there. I see further on through the darkness into the light, illuminating peace in the full moon. Yeah, let's do that song right now.
Thanks for listening in to Angelita's Wings with Billy Federici and sometimes Grandma Gaga and maybe even my cat. See you next time.